We talk a lot here on KNKX about development pressures in Seattle, but the fact is that pressure is changing communities all around the region. For example, a popular farm-themed shopping destination in Bothell might soon be replaced by condos. The family that owns Bothell Country Village has a lucrative offer from a developer. It's not a done deal yet, and some residents and shop owners are still looking to save the neighborhood icon. More from 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Bothell's Country Village is home to dozens of quirky shops and eateries, all clustered around duck ponds, boardwalks, and historical buildings that are reminiscent of the town's roots in farming. Visit any morning of the week and you'll find kids chasing roosters under the willow trees or running around the railroad cars and pirate-themed playground at the center of it all. But these days, there's also concern that this may be the last summer they're here.
It's like going back in time. It's a slice of heaven in a way, so it's really a shame if it goes.
Kathleen Gideon owns a knitting and crocheting store called Yarn of Eden. She grew up in the area and found her spot here nearly 5 years ago.
And I fell in love all over again with the ambiance. This is the perfect place for people to create. And so I was planning on this being our forever home.
She says there have been constant rumors of a sale since she first opened, but this time is different.
We actually got a letter from the owners. I've never gotten a letter from the owners, so that's a big deal. And after the letter came out, this place was crawling with people doing surveys. And for a good 3 or 4 days, we must have had at least 20 people out there doing whatever they need to do to approve this.
Since then, shop owners and Bothell residents have been looking for ways to save the village, which has been here almost 40 years. An online survey with more than 3,500 local signatures says it's as important to Bothell as Pike Place Market is to Seattle. Another petition calls on the city to intervene. But the city manager says this is a private transaction driven partly by new zoning under the state's Growth Management Act. That law requires communities to concentrate more housing near urban centers. The family has already sold off nearly half the property for condo development. The offer for the rest came in unsolicited. Brian Lovelace is one of the owners.
You know, we did not have the property on the market and were approached by a couple different buyers for it. And it just seemed like the right time to consider selling it.
He says the family's been pretty torn up about it. Two of them have shops in the village, and one runs the office. But they're all getting near retirement, and their dad, who founded it and even built the story-high spotted chicken sculpture out front, is now 92 and just went through an expensive hip surgery. He felt it's time to let go.
We tried many times to sell this as a shopping center and keep it that way. We love our shop owners. We always wanted what's best for them. But there just comes a point in time where it's just time to sell it.
What's happening at Bothell Country Village is not unique in our region. Population growth is putting pressure on communities all around Puget Sound to add housing. And Lovelace says the developers who've made an offer for the property aren't interested in the petition drive from supporters of this park-like place, even if everyone pledged to chip in and buy a share or pay admission.
It's a fine compliment that they like the property that much, and we're very appreciative of that. Right now, we're under contract with somebody, with a buyer, and, you know, we're committed to that legally. So, you know, unless that falls apart, it would be difficult for us to essentially, you know, sell to a group that bands together.
Lovelace thinks there's a 50-50 chance the sale will go through. The results of the feasibility study will decide that probably around the end of September. In the meantime, the family is asking the public to keep coming out to enjoy the village, support the shop owners, and visit the wildlife. They'll all be there till March at least. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we dig big clams. 88.5 KNKX. Dig it on knkx.org and NPR1.